This is the Concordia All Sports Report. My name is Eric Cumley. Welcome back, everybody, for one last ride of this podcast. I want to thank everyone for listening to me and following me on this journey. This will be my last Concordia All Sports Report as for the semester, but also as a whole. Next year, there will be someone else on this podcast doing exactly what I do, telling you about Concordia sports, but this will be my last one. So again, thank you all for listening to me and helping me through this entire semester. We're going to jump right off into baseball, just like how we always do. Baseball had a four-game series against Dort. That first series was April 21st. They swept Dort in the four-game series. First game, they won 3-2. Second game was 15-3. Third game was 9-2. And fourth game was 14-5. Very good outing by Concordia Baseball. We also have another GPAC Player of the Week. Keaton Candor has been recognized as the GPAC Mid-America Sports Player of the Week for baseball. This was announced for this week of April 26th, and he joins Joey Grabanski, Alec Blatstead, and Jane Quinn as GPAC Players of the Week. And Keaton Candor had an outstanding past week. He now has broken a Concordia record. He is the program's all-time leader in runs. Keaton Candor also owns the program career records for games played, runs scored, home runs, RBIs, and walk. First player in Concordia history to reach 40 home runs for a career. His 214 hits rank only behind two other former Concordia athletes. Keaton Candor really has had an outstanding career at Concordia, and just another recognition for him to become GPAC Player of the Week on the week that he breaks yet another record at Concordia. We're also going to talk about the four-game series a little bit. As you can see, we handled Dort pretty well. The first game was close. It was 3-2, and we scored that game-winning run in the third inning, and we were able to hold off Dort for the rest of the game. We scored our first two runs in the first inning, and then Dort scored their two runs in the second inning. And in the top of the third, Concordia was able to get one run and hold off Dort for the remainder of that game. But then right after that game, we took off. I mean, we beat them 15-3, then 9-2, 14-5. It was a very good outing by Concordia baseball. We're going to go to the final game that they played. By the end of the first three innings, it was 11-1 in that 14-5 victory. Concordia's overall record now is 29-12-1, 18-6 in the GPAC. They are still behind Doan, who is on top of the GPAC, with an overall record of 33-8, 22-2 in the GPAC. Dort, they're third from the bottom of the GPAC. They have an 8-16 in the GPAC, 12-28 overall. Concordia is looking to lock up the number two spot for the GPAC tournament that is coming up soon. But before the GPAC tournament, they will have one more opponent. This is also a four-game series against Briarcliff University. They will face off against Briarcliff on April 29th and April 30th. The first doubleheader is at 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. And the second doubleheader the very next day is at 12 p.m. and 3 p.m. These games are in Sioux City, Iowa. And then after they play Briarcliff, they will play the GPAC tournament on May 5th, May 6th, and May 7th, and the GPAC tournament championship game will be on May 10th. So I will be gone for those, but you can be sure to follow those online and watch the games and cheer on your Bulldogs. Briarcliff right now is sitting fourth in the GPAC, 25-15 overall, 13-9 in the GPAC. So they're not a bad team. It'll be a good opponent for us to face off against right before we go into the GPAC tournament. And we should get another four-game sweep. Moving on to softball. Softball had two games with two different opponents. They had a doubleheader against Briarcliff, and they swept Briarcliff in both games, winning the first one 5-1, and then winning the second one 7-2. And then they went over to Yankton, South Dakota to face off against Mount Marty University. And it was not the same results. They lost both games 6-7. And then the second game they lost 7-10. Softball's overall record now is still 500, 21-21, 9-11 in the GPAC. So not the greatest. It can definitely be better. Right now in the GPAC, they are sitting at 6th in the GPAC. Like I said, their overall record is exactly 500. Midland is leading the GPAC with an overall record of 30-7, 17-3 in the GPAC. But we're going to dive into those double headers real quick for softball. Against Briarcliff in the 7-2 victory, we had 13 total hits. And Jersey Rowe pitched for us in that game. She had 6 total strikeouts. It was 0-0 until the 4th inning when Concordia opened up and really decided to start hitting the ball. We had 5 hits. We scored 4 times in 1 inning. And we still did not allow a run. And then in the 6th inning, we scored another one of our runs. And the 7th inning, we scored 2 more off of 3 hits. Very good outing by Concordia against Briarcliff. And we were able to hold them only to 2 points. They scored their 2 points in the bottom of the 7th. And we stopped whatever potential comeback could have been coming real quick. Moving on to the Mount Marty games. They lost to Mount Marty 7-6 in the first game and 7-10 in the second game. In the first game, Camry Moore was pitching. She only pitched 2 strikeouts and Concordia hit the ball 11 total times. It was a very close game. As you can see, we only lost by 1 point. We had a chance to win it. We should have really won it with our momentum and how well we were doing at the top of the 5th and top of the 6th inning. And then I don't know what happened, just the 7th inning. We flied out, grounded out, flied out, and we were done. In the 5th inning, we scored 4 total points, trying to make that comeback as we did not have a run until the 5th inning. And then in the 6th inning, we scored 2 more runs off of 4 hits. And a potential comeback was alive. It was real. And our women and on the softball team, like I said, just 7th inning, they didn't do anything. 2 flyouts and a ground out, and the game was over. That's a real tough way to lose that game after having such high hopes for a comeback. And then it's just poof, gone. And then in the second game of that series, Concordia went up 1 run after the first inning. And then we scored 3 more runs in the second inning. So it was 4-0 going into the bottom of the second. And Concordia gave up 4 runs right away, all in 1 inning. In the bottom of the 7th, Mount Marty scored 4 runs. And it was kind of back and forth. Concordia scored 2 runs in the 3rd. Mount Marty would score 1. And then in the 4th inning, Concordia really messed up. They did not score a run. And then Mount Marty scored 5 runs in the 4th inning. And Concordia just didn't do anything else after that. It was not as good of a comeback as the first game, but they still tried. They only scored 1 run in the 6th inning. But we had some hits, and we had an opportunity yet again, but we just blew it. Jersey Rowe and Megan Urich pitched for Concordia. Jersey Rowe had 2 strikeouts. Megan Urich had 4 total. They each pitched 3 innings. And as a team, Concordia had 11 total hits and 7 RBIs. It's just a tough one. It's tough to see it end like that. And their season is also coming to an end, just like baseball, as their final opponent will be April 26th against Hastings College. That is a doubleheader. First game is at 5 p.m. Second game is at 7 p.m. And then they will play their GPAC tournament on May 4th, May 5th. And the GPAC Championship Series will be on May 7th. So just like every spring sport, the GPAC tournament is right around the corner. And we are preparing for it. As I said, we are 6th in GPAC. Anything can happen in the GPAC tournament. We have witnessed miracles. We have witnessed disappointment. It is possible, and we can very well make the national tournament. Moving on to track and field. We have 4 new A automatic qualifiers, And we have a record breaker. Cade Kleckner has broken the 200-meter run for Concordia. His record-breaking run was a time of 21.30 second. He placed second at the Dutchner Classic. And a week earlier, he was so close to breaking that record as well. A week earlier, he ran 21.47 seconds. The former record was 21.34 seconds. And that was set all the way back in 1997. That was a very good record to break. As I said, we had four new automatic qualifiers. Cade Kleckner is one of them in the 200 meters. Sarah Lewis qualified in the 100 hurdles. Last week, she qualified in the 400 hurdles. And this week, she qualified in the 100 hurdles with a time of 14.53 seconds. And then Allie Owings qualified in the discus. And Aaron Painter also qualified in the discus. Owing's throw was 56 feet, 8 inches, and Aaron Painter's throw was 150 feet, 3 inches. We also have some repeats who have already qualified for nationals. Sarah Huss in the discus. As I said, Sarah Lewis in the 400-meter hurdles. Josie Pelz in the pole vault. And Sarah Ragland in the hammer throw. All re-qualified with an A time. We also had some champions over the last weekend. The women's 4x100-meter relay with a time of 48.19 second with Rachel Battershell, Brittany Aitken, Cora Olson, and Sarah Lewis. Rachel Battershell also won the 400 meters with a time of 58.91 seconds. Riley Hecker won the 1,500-meter run with a time of 4 minutes, 49.76 seconds. Josie Pelz won pole vault, clearing 13 feet yet again. She did that last week. She jumped 13 feet, 1.5 inches. Sarah Ragland in the hammer throw, throwing 166 feet, 9 inches. Joel Rath in the long jump, jumping 22 feet, 2.5 inches. Kia Richmond in the 3,000-meter steeplechase. Her time was 12 minutes, 44.16 seconds. And Xavier Ross in the 400 meters. He had a time of 48.76 seconds. Congratulations to everyone who won those events, and congratulations to the four new A standards, and good job to those who re-qualified for nationals. I've been talking about you guys all year in both indoor and outdoor track. Next up for these athletes will be the Nebraska Westland Prairie Wolf Invite on April 28th at 12 p.m. in Lincoln, Nebraska. And those who qualified for the Drake Relays, our relay teams needed to qualify to get into this meet. And those relays will be on April 29th at 8:50 a.m. and April 30th at 11:30 a.m. in Des Moines, Iowa. So our team will be splitting up a little bit. Some of them will go to the Drake Relays. Some of them will go to the Nebraska Westland Prairie Wolf Invite. After that, they will have the GPAC Outdoor Track and Field Championships on May 6th and May 7th. That event will be at 11:30 a.m. on May 6th and May 7th at 9 a.m. in Crete, Nebraska. So it's not a far drive. If you can, show up and show out for those athletes as they will be needing your support. And then the NAIA Outdoor Track and Field National Championships will take place on May 25th, May 26th, and May 27th. In Gulf Shores, Alabama. It'll be a good one for baseball, softball, and track and field as their seasons are coming to an end, as well as me being on the Concordia All Sports Report will be coming to an end. Thank you again for listening, and you can follow the Concordia All Sports Report on Twitter at Koopski. Thank you all again, and have a great summer. Good luck on finals, everyone. Bye.